It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going to welcome in Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield joins us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time you discovered the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Buddy, how you doing, man? Welcome to the Bay.
Thank you.
How things going so far?
Things are going great. How are you guys doing?
We hanging in.
We're doing well.
A lot of energy. I love that.
Absolutely.
A lot of energy. Energy's on 10 right now. I love it.
I know you haven't had a practice yet, but what do you think your role's going to be on this team?
You know, I'm just being a sponge, being observant and learning. I think I already know what my role is. You know, what potential what it is, and just if I potentially build off that, I build off that. But just coming in and being myself, and learning from the vets, man. Learning from Steve and Draymond, staff, Andrew, and just being a sponge from those guys, and learning the championship caliber guys, and they're eager to get back to that where they were once was before. So I already know what the mood is. I know how everybody's season locked in. So I'm just being observant, learning, and adding my Buddy Hield this.
Love it.
To their style of play.
Let me ask you this, Buddy, because I can't speak for you, but you can shoot with the best of them.
Right.
The Warriors had the Splash Brothers. They won chips, and we all know Clay's not here. He's in Dallas. But for you to come to the Warriors when he departs, I feel like that's just, tell me if I'm wrong, a perfect fit.
Yeah, I'm very humble to say that, but like, I don't want to like jinx it, but because I thought Philly to be a perfect fit, and I don't want to jinx it. I guess I jinxed it too.
I hear you.
Yeah, but you know, it's the way they move and the pass and cut and shooting, okay. Making read react offense. That's just where I want to be at. It's fun to play at, and obviously Steph. He's a musician at it. You know, he's the best at it. I learned from him. You know, I always tell everybody if probably wasn't with Steph Curry, probably wouldn't be drafted so high because the shooting ability, what he put on this game, you know. So, had perfect timing. But I'm just being a sponge, but I'm learning and I'm going to see what I can steal from Steph and learn and like what I can add to my game and just be fishing for this offense and for this team.
Wow. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1, an Odyssey sports station. How do you decipher kind of what happened in Philly after the trade? Because I saw you played, you know, you played early and then
won him a game.
Well, and then you, obviously the last game you played there, you played well. But it sounds like you were hoping for more there.
Yeah, I just didn't work out, man. I just wish those guys all the best. I don't know how, but I had opportunity. I don't know what happened, but I just wish those guys the best over there.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is what I marvel at. So, you know, you've been in the game. You know what your thing is, and I was from afar is shooting. Right. Like Buddy can shoot with the best of them. But how do you know going into an off season? How do you keep evolving? Like what I need to work on or what I want to add? Is that every year, every other year? How does that go? Walk us through that process.
So that's a good question. This year, it's kind of different because the past 2 years when I was in Sacramento, everything was more like split screens with the Warriors done. You know, coming out, pin down, shooting. When I went to Indiana, it was just. They never run no like split screens or no everything was stack action and all random. There's no pin downs. But now I came back. I'm coming to Golden State. All me and my trainer does work with pin downs, split screens, come off screens, one dribble, relocate stuff. But in Indiana, it was just like running, face and catch and shoot, random. You know, it was never know how it was coming. But now Warriors, they run some split screens, they run screens. Looney's clean up guys, Draymond's clean up guys. So I've been working them, coming off screens all summer. The last 2 months, working off screens and trying to get it as great as is possible I can. Every day work on that. And I think that I've gotten really good at it. So just waiting to see how I can improvise myself inside the offense.
Steve Kerr, and we're talking to Buddy Hield, one of the newest Warriors, along with Kyle Anderson and D'Anthony Melton. Steve Kerr said, you know, there's some open spots here. You're 31 years old. You've been a starter in this league most of the time. You're coming into, I don't know, your 11th or 12th camp. Is it still important for you to start, or are you at the point of your career where you want to start, but you're going to figure out a way to contribute?
Want to win, you know. Everybody says that you want to start. I think that basketball finds energy. You know, if you deserve to those, if it works out good for you to play with the starting lineup, the energy is there. If it's not there, it's best for you to come with the second group and still play starting minutes. It's supposed to be energy that, and it's all about finishing games. Everybody just want to finish games. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, like starting is big, but like everybody wants to finish games. There's a lot of guys that started and don't even see fourth quarter, third quarter, you know? So finishing games is big for me. And being that key guy, that's why, because the guy that Steve can trust at the end of the game to make plays, make shots, make the right defense reads, whatever he needs me to do. I'm just available for that.
Man, I love it. And, you know, I know you don't follow the whole league, you may, but you were vying for a championship last year, and the Warriors didn't make the playoffs. One, from afar, did that shock you that the Golden State Warriors, led by Curry and Dre, didn't make it? And how do you feel about this year's team, you know, doing one better than last year?
You know, I just feel like, I mean, looking at the record, they're above 500.
That's true.
That shows how tough the West was. And they're like, what, 2-3 games off from the 7-8 spot or the 4-5-6 spot, whatever it is.
Facts.
So this is like a couple games away from being a 3 seed, you know, 4-5 game in 3 seed. So, like, you just get add more experience and on the bench too, and D'Anthony Melton is a great player. Collins, and he's showing he's a proven winner. His game is slow, but it's a hell of effective.
We just had him in too. Yeah,
it's hell of effective. You know, like sometimes I say, man, this guy moves so slow, but you can't stop him. You know, the whole league has been trying to stop him. So. I mean, good pieces, unselfish guys, and that's what I want to play with. Guys are unselfish, guys that like to play, guys love to win.
Let me throw this at you. I'm looking at your stats. You know what you're shooting for your career from three-point range?
No.
You don't?
I mean, I heard rumblings, but I don't know.
It's exactly 40%. 40.0%, and I'm wondering, are you going to end the year above 40? Hey, E. Well, he'll be there in a second. Eric Housen is the great equipment manager and also jack of all trades. Yes, he does everything around here.
My shoe.
Oh, that's all it is?
I'll bring it on the plane for you. You'll be good.
You're shooting exactly 40.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you're going to finish the year above 40 or below 40 from three?
I always go up. I can't go down. I can't go down. We're looking to go up. I think that it's tailor-made for this offense where how they movement, I think the shots will come. You know, it's all putting them down in the hole. It's no rocket science to that. I think I had a great offseason working out. I had a good run with the Bahamas team. And then I'm just ready. I'm eager to get it. You know, whenever my role comes to be on this team, I'll just be ready for that.
Yeah, I don't even want you to throw shade at, you know, the other places you play, but I'm just hearing you say no pin downs in any thing. Can basketball ever not be fun? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, like, the Indiana offense was fun. There's no shade of that. It's like different style of offense. Mm-hmm. I loved it. It was fun. It just went to randomness, and it's hard to guard randomness from any team. You know it's coming. So I loved Indiana offense. It's tailor made for me too. But that's why I'm saying that it was not a lot of pin down. So like I know that the Warriors action. When you watch the Warriors, they run a lot of split screens, coming to the big pin down, and the guards in the post or fours in the post, and Looney's cleaning up somebody or Tracy's cleaning up somebody coming off Steph or Clay. So I just know that there's going to be some type of pin down action. So I prepared myself for that.
Wow.
In off season, this is all I'm trying to say. There's no showing shit.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking myself. Oh, he didn't enjoy that. No, he broke that down.
Indiana was the offense was fun. We running randomness. I love that because then you can't scout for it. Same thing with the Warriors. You can't scout for the randomness because they do it naturally. You know that they come out of like free throw or of the it's a read react offense. Yeah. And that's what you want. You don't want teams to like know what you're running. And players got to be more smart and intelligent to just read and react and play off each other and be effective with it.
Love it. I forgot. So you played on the Bahamas. They. One game short of making the Olympics, right?
Couple possessions, man.
How are you breaking us?
I also heard something interesting that because you were on the team, Clay couldn't play on the team.
No, that's not the truth.
No, they could only take one.
I'm full behemoth. I'm full behemoth. I just think the FIBA rule there's too much things. You got to pay for players. I think that America had to release Clay, and I don't think
something like that.
I don't think America wants to release Clay. A lot of stuff going on.
Red tape.
Yes, this is too much of that. So you know how they release Eric Gordon? Eric Gordon, his dad, I mean, his mom is Bahamian, but his dad is American. But they be there in the Bahamas more than.
And that's wild.
You know what I mean? So, like, they rep the Bahamas, but like I think like we had to like clear Eric Gordon. We had to pay for Eric Gordon to get clear.
Yeah,
we had to pay like a certain amount of money.
Yeah, that's
a lot. And then like for Clay, it's like okay, his value's higher, so you got to give X, Y, Z. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. That's right. It wasn't you. You're all Bahamian, right?
all Bahamian brand.
It was Eric Gordon. Yeah. That's okay. That's the guy.
But we need both of them though. Like we need. We just a couple possessions away, man.
Yeah. Is that fun?
It was just fun. I would always do it again.
Rick Addy, cool. He's smiling.
Hey, I know you got to get off to Hawaii, right on, buddy, but welcome to the Bay. Good luck to you.
40%.
Let's
get to 41, 42 next.
All right.
Talk to you on that side.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we don't go anywhere. We'll be around. Thanks, buddy. All right, that's Buddy Hield. He comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.